The longest recession in UK history is expected to be officially declared over today. Experts predict the beleaguered economy grew by 0.4% between October and December. The period of growth comes after a record 6 straight quarters of contraction. During the 18 months of recession, brought on by the credit crunch and then the financial crisis, public borrowing ballooned to an estimated £178 billion, while output has slumped 6%. This far exceeds the recession of the early 90s. It's the worst slump since Margaret Thatcher took office 30 years ago. New data should reflect a slow recovery among services firms, while manufacturing is also likely to have seen tentative growth, despite disappointing retail sales figures for December. Official confirmation of recovery will mean that the UK is the last of the major G7 economies to leave recession. The green shoots may ease the political pressure on Prime Minister Gordon Brown, who faces a general election within months, but not all small business owners believe the economy really is out of the woods yet.
It's not over yet, actually. And still, lots of people are under lots of pressure. And there are lots of people who couldn't even find a job yet.
Do you buy the idea, though, that the recession is now over?
No, not at all. I think it's one big con. Because they're just trying to tell you something to keep you sweet, to stop you, you know, campaigning against them. Obviously, they want to stay in power, this government, so they could pull in all the tricks under the sun. The situation with the banks and everything just undermined everyone's confidence in anything, and it just depleted my butcher's business, you know, overnight, basically.
Actually, we just shut our beauty salon at the moment because most of the people can't afford to have beauty sessions. Even when it comes to hair, I'm thinking to drop down my prices. It's going to be down so soon. But people find it so expensive now. It's a big luxury to them even to do their hair.